When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hello, everyone. It's Eves checking in here to let you know that you're going to be hearing two different events in history in this episode. They're both good, if I do say so myself. On with the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to This Day in History class, where we uncover the remnants of history every day. The day was June 29th, 1520. Moctezuma II, the ninth Aztec emperor of Mexico, died. Alternatively, the date of his death has also been given as June 28th, June 30th, or July 1st. He may have died from the wounds inflicted on him by a group of Aztecs angry at his submission to the Spaniards, or he may have been killed by Spaniards. Moctezuma II, also known as Moctezuma Xocoyotzin, was born sometime around 1466 in Tenochtitlan, the capital of the Aztec Empire. Tenochtitlan was located where Mexico City is today. When Moctezuma was young, his father became Tlatoani, or Emperor of Tenochtitlan, succeeding Moctezuma I. There was more than one Tlatoani in the Aztec Empire, but the Tlatoani of Tenochtitlan was the top ruler and the supreme leader of the Aztec people. Growing up, Moctezuma II was well-educated in religion, science, and art, and he went to the Calmacac, which was a temple school where he studied religious texts and songs of the gods. When Moctezuma's father died, one of his uncles, Tixoxin, took the throne. Another of Moctezuma's uncles, Ahuizotl, succeeded him. At this point, Moctezuma was serving as a general under the emperor. Moctezuma went on military campaigns and learned to be an effective military leader. When the emperor died, Moctezuma took his place and became ruler of the enormous Aztec Empire in 1502. Under Moctezuma's reign, the Aztec Empire grew to its largest size, but his rule created political and social strife in the Aztec Empire. Moctezuma was devoted to his religion, and he ruled from a fatalistic perspective. He upped the tributes required from conquered tribes and demanded more victims for religious sacrifices. He also banned commoners from working in royal palaces and taxed people heavily, which stoked resentment. But in 1519, Hernán Cortés and hundreds of other Spanish invaders arrived at the Gulf Coast of Mexico with plans of exploitation and conquest. As they traveled inland, they made friends with people that were hostile to the Aztecs, such as the Tlaxcalans, an indigenous group in the region. Moctezuma sent people out to meet Cortes and assess his intentions. Cortes asserted he came in friendship. And by November, the Spanish made it to Tenochtitlan. Moctezuma welcomed them, gave them gifts, and hosted them in his palace. But soon, tensions between the Spaniards and Aztecs grew. Cortes took Moctezuma prisoner, hoping that the Aztecs would refrain from attacking if he captured their ruler. Moctezuma continued to rule while being held prisoner. Cortes went to the coast to fight another Spanish army, led by Pánfilo de Narváez, that had arrived on the coast of Mexico. But after an Aztec celebration ended in the massacre of indigenous people by Spaniards, battles began in the capital. Cortes returned to Tenochtitlan with reinforcements from Narváez's defeated army, but he realized that the Spanish and Aztecs had lost control over the city. Moctezuma II died on or around June 29, 1520. Exactly how he died is unclear. There are differing accounts of his death from European and indigenous people. Cortes told Moctezuma to issue an order to the Tenochtitlan people to stop attacking the Spaniards. Spanish accounts said that a mob of Aztecs threw stones and arrows at Moctezuma after he enjoined them to stop fighting the Europeans, as they had lost respect for the ruler for submitting to the Spaniards. He did not eat or get medical treatment, and he died of his wounds days later. Indigenous accounts, on the other hand, claimed that Spaniards stabbed Moctezuma. Moctezuma's brother, Cuitlahuac, succeeded Moctezuma as leader of the Aztec Empire, though he soon died of smallpox that the Europeans had brought. He was succeeded by Cuauhtémoc, the last Aztec emperor. Views of Moctezuma's legacy differ. Some accounts have portrayed Moctezuma II as a superstitious and weak leader who buckled to the Spanish invaders and gave away his empire. And some indigenous people saw him as a traitor who colluded with the Spaniards against them. Still, others recognized him as a competent and noble leader. There is no clear picture of his personality, and there are conflicting accounts of his rule. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. And if you haven't yet listened to a new podcast that I host called Unpopular, you can get it anywhere you get your podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Hey y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that proves history is made every day. The day was June 29th, 1613. The Globe Theatre in London, famous for hosting performances of Shakespeare's plays, was destroyed in a fire. There were no deaths in the fire, and the theatre was rebuilt the next year. The Globe Theatre was built in 1599 in Southwark on the south bank of the Thames. It was constructed using wood from another venue called the Theatre, which was built in 1576. The Globe Theatre was open air, about 100 feet in diameter, had three stories, and could hold 3,000 people. There was standing room at the base of the stage for the so-called groundlings to watch the show. The Lord Chamberlain's Men was an acting company that Shakespeare associated with during most of his writing career. Actors who were shareholders in the Lord Chamberlain's Men became joint owners of the Globe Theatre. The original owners were Richard Burbage, Cuthbert Burbage, Shakespeare, John Hemmings, Augustine Phillips, and Thomas Pope. The first performance at the theatre took place in late 1599. Most of Shakespeare's plays after 1599 were staged at the Globe Theatre. Hamlet, King Lear, and Macbeth were some of the plays that were performed at the Globe over the next decade. On June 29, 1613, the play All Is True, now known as Henry VIII, was performed at the Globe. Shakespeare wrote the play, which follows the story of King Henry VIII of England, with John Fletcher. Shakespeare relied on Raphael Holinshed's Chronicles, a description of British history, to write the play. During this performance, a theatrical cannon that was set off misfired and ignited the theater's wooden beams and thatching. The whole place was a fire hazard because of its use of timber and thatching. There weren't safety inspections, and there weren't plans for evacuation in case of a fire. There are several eyewitness accounts of the event. According to diplomat and politician Sir Henry Wotton's account, the cannon was set off when King Henry entered for a masque scene at Cardinal Wolsey's residence. When the thatching started to smoke, people continued paying attention to the show and thought it was just, quote, idle smoke. But the fire spread quickly. Wotton said that a man's clothes caught on fire and were put out with a bottle of ale. And according to a letter written by John Chamberlain, visitors escaped through, quote, two narrow doors. It took less than 2 hours for the entire theater to be destroyed by the blaze. Nobody mentioned any deaths in the contemporary accounts, and there are no records of any otherwise. It took a year to rebuild the Globe. In the new theater, the roof was tiled rather than thatched. The Globe was shut down by the Puritans in 1642 and destroyed within the next few years. A reconstruction based on the two original Globe theaters opened in London in 1997. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them to us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.